This podcast is titled Masks or No Masks. The speaker is Brad Frager. Hello. I'm going to answer some questions regarding the critical issue of masks or no masks. First, how effective are masks in limiting the spread of the COVID-19 virus? This image of the United States shows the following. COVID-19 death rates per 100,000. December 2020 unemployment data. States that have a mask mandate, states with no mask mandate. An analysis of the data shows the 34 mask mandated states had death rates ranging from 31 to 265 with a mean of 143. The 16 states without a statewide mandate had death rates ranging from 42 to 229 with a mean of 156. A 13% higher average death rate in the states without a mask mandate. However, six of the mask mandated states had very low death rates. Taking these six states out of the equation results in a mean death rate of 163, 7 points higher than the states without a statewide mandate. Another writer, Spike Hampton, also used CDC data to determine the relationship between state death rates and mask wearing. He took the 10 states who mask mandated the earliest versus the 10 states that never required masks and determined a higher percent death rate in the mask mandated states. Bottom line, there's nothing in either analysis that points to a significant correlation between mask mandates and COVID-19 deaths. We've been told the mask mandate makes a significant difference and that masks should be worn at all times. This belief has been trumpeted by political leaders, the mainstream media, and professional medical personnel and organizations. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, stated, "Masks may be even more effective at protecting against the COVID-19 virus than a vaccine." Where is the data to prove these policy-making judgments? My personal research has been unable to uncover a single research project involving real-life situations where requiring masks made a significant difference. In a Marine recruit study involving over 3,300 individuals, the no-mask group had a 0.2% less positives than the mask group. A Danish study involving 6,000 participants also returned unexpected results. The mask-wearing group's results were only 0.3% better. The researchers had predicted 50% better results. The unemployment figures, however, have a clear distinction. The unemployment mean for the mask-mandated states was 22% higher than the no-mask states. Apparently, the no-mask states' balanced approach protected their economies while maintaining death rates comparable to, and in some instances better than, the mask-mandated states. Denmark never required masks, yet had a very low death rate, as the comparison with Wisconsin shows. Only three states in America had a lower death rate than Denmark. Dutch medical care minister Tamra van Ark said, "From a medical point of view, there is no evidence of a medical effect of wearing face masks. So we decided not to impose a national obligation. Face masks in public places are not necessary, based on all the current evidence," said Cohen Berends, Netherlands spokesman for the National Institute of Public Health and the Environment. "There is no benefit, and there may even be a negative impact." In addition, 80 to 90% of people in Finland and Holland say they never wear masks. This data is strong support for the contention that masks have no significant effect on limiting the spread of the COVID-19 virus. How should we protect the elderly and others with serious comorbidities? Over 40% of COVID-19 deaths happened in nursing homes. Approximately 0.45% of Americans live in nursing homes. This means more than 40% of virus deaths happened in a group that amounted to less than half the percent of our population, a group that is naturally separated from the population at large. In essence, we are asking the majority of our citizens to suffer restrictive mask requirements in order to protect an extremely small percent of our population. And that small percent is already being protected. Healthy seniors usually prefer to take responsibility for their own safety. As much as possible, they need to live normal lives. What are the negatives resulting from the mask requirements? Dedicated mask wearing can actually lead to some serious health problems. In a research paper from the University College London, Dr. Antonio Lazzarino stated, "Wearing a face mask makes the exhaled air go into the eyes. This generates an uncomfortable feeling and an impulse to touch your eyes. If your hands are contaminated, you are infecting yourself." The conclusion of the study stated, ventilation, cardiopulmonary exercise capacity, and comfort are reduced by surgical masks and highly impaired by FFP2 and N95 face masks in healthy individuals. These data are important for recommendations on wearing face masks at work or during physical exercise. Researchers in Germany found that medical face masks have a marked negative impact on cardiopulmonary capacity that significantly impairs strenuous physical and occupational activities. In addition, medical masks significantly impair the quality of life of the wearer. The researchers' data showed that masks serve more as instruments of obstruction of normal breathing rather than as effective barriers to pathogens. Therefore, masks should not be used by general public, either by adults or children, and their limitations should also be considered in medical settings. Founders of One Manhattan Dental are very concerned about mask mouth, which is causing inflammation and gum disease and its serious consequences among their patients. Co-founder Rob Raimondi said that 50% of his patients are suffering from negative health issues due to mask wearing. "We're seeing inflammation in people's gums that have been healthy forever, and cavities in people who have never had them before." When is it appropriate to wear a mask? The most important time for wearing a face mask is when you are exhibiting symptoms that could be early signs of virus infection. If you are sick with any contagious disease, you should be staying home. If you do go out, wear a mask and be extra considerate of those you came in contact with. If you are concerned about catching the virus, it is fine if you wear a mask when you're going to be in close proximity to other people, for example, on public transport. When is it unreasonable and inappropriate to wear a mask? Children under 15 years should never wear a mask. The mask provides little, if any, protection, but can cause serious health problems. Children under 15 years have a significantly greater chance of serious problems from contracting the seasonal flu than from COVID-19. To force a child of 15 or under to wear a face mask is effectively child endangerment. Do not wear a mask when doing strenuous activity or exercising. Never wear a mask when you are walking, running, or hiking outdoors. If you are concerned about contacting COVID-19, you can always social distance. The chance of catching COVID-19 during this type of activity is less than the chance of being hit by lightning. Do not wear a mask when you're driving a car. Not only is this an ignorant practice, but there have been instances where mask driving has caused auto accidents. Do not wear a mask at home. Continual mask wearing can cause serious health problems, and anyone wearing a mask in their home is most likely wearing a mask at all times. A few final thoughts. UK researchers have calculated that if the entire UK population started using disposable masks daily, it would create a significant environmental hazard, namely 66,000 tons of potentially contaminated and unrecyclable plastic waste per year. In the United States, we'd have 330,000 tons. A team of researchers from Ben-Gurion University in Israel and York University in Canada have verified what we all know. Mask wearing makes it much more difficult to recognize people and determine critical information about human interaction and communication. Faces are among the most informative and significant visual stimuli in human perception and play a unique role in communicating social daily interactions. Finally, in the article, Europe's health officials say masks aren't helpful in beating COVID-19. John Miltimore stated, instead of ordering people to mask up under penalty of fines or jail time, scientists and public health officials should get back to playing their most important role, developing sound research on which people can freely make informed decisions. I agree completely with this statement. We must get politics out of these critical health issues. Thank you. This podcast has been a Groundbreaking Productions production. Copyright 2021 Brad Frager. Written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley. Produced and presented by Brad Frager.